B-Pod Studios.
What up?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Gosh, it went great.
It starts now. Good morning, everybody. Happy football season as we embark on a journey that hopefully takes us to February and then beyond with the Sixers. Jason said it last night to a text to me and Andrew, and he said it perfectly. He said the next 9 months are going to be crazy. So strap in as we begin the journey. Lock in all seatbelts and ready to go. Mine began this morning when I just so happened to have Fox Sports 1 on. And I'm watching Chris Carter and
Nick Wright.
And Chris Carter to talk about the Eagles. And they're effusive in their praise. And Chris Carter says, grease up the poles, Philadelphia. I wanted to go nuts and jump out of my skin. Andrew, get it started with the fight song. Show with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. What do you say, brother?
How you doing? Vacation good?
Yeah, it was whatever.
You're back. It's football. Yeah, when I said that last night, like, get ready. It's like, all right, tray table up. We're about to take off. Prepare for takeoff. I can't wait. I'm so pumped up. 2 days to the league opens. Coming up Thursday night. And then Sunday, Eagles. Redskins, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field.
It's incredible. This morning, I'm watching Chris Carter and Nick Wright are going to just, I'll tell you more. We're going to play some for you, too.
Going gaga, huh?
But it got me excited. It got me fired up. And when he had the line, and I'm kind of embellishing a little bit, but I'm kind of creating the line that he said.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Which is,
I'm with you on that.
Grease up the poles, Philadelphia. Like, I heard that, I want to start hooking you. Where's Jason so I can start punching him?
Yeah, I'm going to be battered and bruised by the end of this week.
Are you kidding me, dude? Yeah. It's here.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like it's just been an eternity?
Yes.
I'm going, oh, this preseason
was
horrible.
The longest preseason in the history of preseasons. We didn't see anyone.
No.
We saw nothing in the preseason.
No.
We saw a handful of snaps from some of the starters. We saw no quarterback. The fourth game was, I didn't even know what it was.
It wasn't football, I know that. I'll tell you what, I could not stay in and watch any of it. I'm like, oh my God.
You send that to the league office and it's a reason why you get rid of the preseason.
Oh, that was like case in point. It was like exhibit number one in a trial.
6-0.
This is horrible.
Bad football.
Oh, it was so bad.
Between this and, so Eagles' final roster is out.
Yeah.
Interesting, man. Adams gone.
Smallwood
gone. See him no more.
Smallwood. Oh, won't see him no more.
And they got a lean, tight roster, man. It's good.
How about it's interesting? Their last two leading rushers gone. Last two seasons.
Good sign, man.
Yeah, it means you drafted well. You brought in Jordan Howard, another guy who's been a 1,000-yard rusher 3 years, and Miles Sanders is going to be a big part. Darren Sproles, we didn't see him at all. I can't wait to unleash him.
Yeah.
How about the actives this week, though? Fletch, good to go. Darby and Sidney Jones, the outside corner. How about Brandon Brooks being ready to go?
He's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I love Brandon Brooks.
I do, too. So, yeah, it's time. It's time to get it going. The road begins now, and I'm just so excited to go week by week with it. I love the ebb and flow of an NFL season.
I know.
I tell you, the people on the United Nations Eagles page have been going bananas. Hype videos.
We need to hear from you guys today. We need to hear from everybody today to get it started.
So Charter chapter
this
members,
is it,
yep.
Man. September's here. Labor Day is behind us. It's football time. And here's the other thing we need to do. We need to get our scouts in order for the weekend. And all our programming for the show is changed. And we'll as the day
everything
goes
changes
on,
today, yep.
We'll give you some insights of what we're going to do. We need your audience participation. So we definitely want to get you going for the caller scouts, and that means you get a position group.
Yeah, we gave away a couple before we went on vacation, but we still got some really important rooms to have our scouts in.
That's right.
We need a linebacker room.
Oh, I don't even know what we did other than Carson.
Well, we did quarterback, and I think we did defensive line.
Do we have a kicker?
Yeah, we did get a kicker. I don't really care, but yeah,
that was the first one.
Yeah. The guy goes, "Can I be your kicker?"
Yeah, we're like, "Sure, got it."
Yeah, nobody knocking down your door.
Yeah, but we got we got lots to get to. We got a lot of we need all of our scouts in tow. We're gonna be, this is a communal effort as we start this season, this football season, with hopes of greasing the pole, as Chris Carter said this morning. Good morning, Andrew the Tunis.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm fired up, man.
You can tell.
I got out of bed today
He was all fired up.
Yeah, I got out of bed this morning. I was like, popped out. Boom. I set my alarm. I didn't even need to set it. I woke up before it. I'm like, let's go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get back to work.
Man, this is the adult playground.
Yeah, we got a nice teaser this weekend with some college football. I strapped it all day Saturday. I was playing all kinds of games on FanDuel. I was going nuts. It's boring. It wasn't great games. It wasn't a great card. But it was football.
Actually, it wasn't boring, dude. It wasn't.
It was good to have football back.
It wasn't boring.
I was checking out that North Carolina, South Carolina game. Boring?
Come on. That was a good game. Auburn, Oregon?
Yeah.
That's some good football, man. You got to see Notre Dame last night.
Yeah, it looked really horrible in the first half, but they ended up prevailing.
Listen, I just was like, just loving life, watching games and seeing the sport that we love back.
And there's Knicks run up 79
against the Vandals.
Yeah, I know, man. That was a disgrace, by the way.
It's all right. Whatever. It's good. Look, this is it. And it starts for real coming up.
Can you believe the league opens on Thursday night?
I mean, by the way, the Cowboys have some issues. Now, there's some talk that the talks between Zeke and the front office have heated up a little bit. We'll see.
Positive direction.
We'll see. Who knows? But they got their issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing.
We don't have any issues, do we?
No, we don't. And the only issue that we have is what we're going to call it: Rusty Jones.
Yeah, everybody. A lot of teams are going to have that.
Right, but
you're going to have that.
Nobody's played, so in a real game. You look at it. And it's funny, when I was listening, I don't keep referencing all day because I got my morning started off in a great way by watching Chris Carter and Nick Wright, because they were just...
a 10-shot espresso.
For like 15 minutes, they just went on and on about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Four starting tackles. That's what they said. They got four starting tackles. Like, they were just going nuts. I loved it. Listen. You know, they're not wrong. We see it on paper. We see how good this team could be. Doug Peterson said it. Look, in his 4 years, it's the most talented that he's assembled.
Yep.
You know, the only thing that worries you is what you can't control, and that's injury. Like, you know, when Deshaun breaks his feet, oh my God.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, right?
Yeah.
But he's good to go. I saw some quotes that I really liked, and I'll dig them up, from Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson. Jason Kelsey said, We've had a ton of talent here before and done nothing. I've been through that. Just because you have talent on paper doesn't mean anything. Now we have to go out week in and week out, do the right things in practice and preparation, dedicate ourselves, and go out and get the job done. I loved what these veteran players had to say.
Yeah, I agree, man.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Just so pumped up. And I put a wager in, futures in for Carson in the MVP. Plus, I think like 1,100 or 1,300. I'm like, all right.
That's great.
Yeah. By the way, today, Tuesday, is Power Rankings Day in the NFL. We'll hit some Power Rankings. And what would you and when we come back, I want to ask you about Clowney. Where you were on the Clowney situation. Because that was kind of like taking over, late last week, Andrew, and through the weekend.
We talked about on Thursday a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to be real with you. I'm in, man. I wanted him. I started to get like giddy over it. The idea of Clowney. I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but
you saw the compensation was marginal.
Yeah, so I mean, quite frankly, what's there to say? No.
Yeah.
Right? You added a beast like him. You're one of two teams that he wants to go to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand it money-wise, and I get it, but nonetheless, it would have been nice.
Boy, I just thank God that the Houston Texans aren't our team. because that front office bungled the hell out of that. And the return they end up getting for Clowney, what a joke.
Yeah, it's terrible.
610-632-0975, that is the number. We need to hear from Charter Chapter members today, United Nations of Eagles fans. It's time, people. It is football week. The Eagles are back on Sunday, and we are pumped up. 610-632-0975, that's the number to get in. It's the Midday Show. We're back. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Talk a little DraftKings, right? So, it's our favorite time of the year. College football kicked off their season. MLB playoffs are around the corner. And finally, we get real football. So much going on. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to take advantage of the best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with the football season finally mercifully here, they got great promotions going on all season long. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. You can bet on whether the boys in green will score a touchdown in week one. Yeah, that's it, a touchdown, and you'll double your money. So all you need to do is one touchdown from our squad during week one to double your money, and it doesn't get any easier than that. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all over on. There's some player props and in-game betting. So you can score, you can bet on the game while it's being played. DraftKings based right here in the United States, not offshore. So you know your funds are safe and secure. Kick off your season the right way. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now for a limited time. All new and existing users get a deposit bonus up to $500 plus new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic get a risk-free bet of $200. DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for the details.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
If you can get the 13 wins, bro, which is hard to do, man, you can, you talking about a special, special season? Man, grease up those, up the poles in Philadelphia because people will be climbing them.
Yes!
It is! Grease up the poles in Philadelphia! Chris Carter said,
I love it.
That doesn't juice you, get you fired up for this week. Our man on the text board, Taste Cake Dom, says a combined 73 regular season wins for the Eagles and the Sixers.
He's going the double, huh?
The double, 73. Right. I think I got the over.
All right, so he's going 59, and so he's going to go 59 Sixer wins.
Well, 60 and 13, right?
Go 60 and 13. I was going to go 59 and 14.
All right, it could be.
I'm counting playoffs too.
I like the 73, man. That's a great number.
Yeah. By the way, the line on the game this week, 9.5.
Yeah.
Opened at 8.5. Now 9.5.
It's a division matchup. You know, you don't know how. They didn't play. You know, but the Redskins are so bad. It's just a matter of, you know, I don't know how they're going to move the ball.
Yeah. Wow. 9.5, a huge number.
In
so
this
they're
league,
prohibitive favorite.
In this league.
Gotta be the biggest of week one, right?
Yeah.
Well, Seattle's a 9.5.
You know what's gonna, there's so many different things, right? So what I'm real, there's two major issues I wanna see.
Okay.
I wanna see Carson accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I brought up the last before we left for the week. And that is clutch. I need the clutch gene. Told you the story. I get defensive with Carson. Even my cousin's like, yo, dude, the kid's got to go. He's got to pull him out. I want to see him bring him back, not just for a field goal. I want to see him drive it in, get a touchdown, win a game. You guys are right. Got to be clutch. The other thing I want to see is I want to see him come out of the gate strong.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
they started off horribly last year.
Oh, my God. It was a slog to start the games.
Yeah, they didn't seem like they were ready to play week in and week out, out of rhythm. They got outscored in first half significant, or first quarters significantly last year.
No, the drives were terrible.
Yeah.
So we need a quick start. I hear you. 9.5. You shouldn't touch it. You know, your wise kind of thing would be like, don't you never lay that kind of number, especially first game.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you, I got a route feeling. I don't know about whatever's going to happen against Atlanta, whatever, I have a weird feeling. It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
That they come
the
out.
The energy of Deshaun being back.
I just think they obliterate them. I just got that feeling. No, again, they come out and they can be sloggy and, you know, whatever, but I don't know. I don't have that feeling. I have the feeling of the opposite.
Yeah. Kind of like 0-4, the way they started with a jetpack on the rear end.
Yeah, I kind of had that sense that they're going to do that.
You're so right, though. Like, the one thing with Carson that I don't know about is the clutch gene.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big question. Because the great quarterbacks, like, you can have all the skill in the world and go up and down the field.
Rodgers.
But when the game's on the line.
Brady.
Elway. You know, those guys, they lead the drive that wins you games. You got to have that check box. That's one that he needs to put a check mark in.
I mean, I don't know how many times I watched Aaron Rodgers bring the Packers back. I mean,
oh, it's unreal.
Go back to all those the game of the week, whatever they call it. Game of the football in America.
Football night in America.
No, not on the Sunday, like on the 4 o'clock game on Fox, a late game. And, you know, Green Bay forever was always on that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I closed my eyes. And there's a zillion of these games that just, you know, play like in a loop where he's bringing him back.
Yeah, he's running. He's throwing the ball. He did it last year against the Cowboys down the left side. I remember it was incredible.
That was 2 years ago, right?
2 years ago, yeah.
Well, how many times has he done against Dallas? I feel like he's done like 5 times.
Yeah, you're right.
And where it's like it's a Hummer. It's like, and it was like 6 inches off the ground as a laser.
And he doesn't even look like he's panting.
Nah,
he's cool as a cucumber.
Exactly. Like, Carson needs to develop it. Brady's Brady, right? How many times we say it? Doesn't matter. 40 seconds, no timeouts. Bip, 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 bip. Just they're surgeons.
To win games.
That's what we haven't seen from Carson. Even in the 13, or even in the Super Bowl year when he gets him to 11 wins or whatever it was, and 13 wins, and he gets hurt, they were winning blowouts.
Yeah, they were putting up 50 on Denver.
Right. So, I want to see that surge in where he's just kind of ping and ponging down the field.
Because invariably, that's going to happen. You're going to get into games where you're going to need that. It may not happen a lot in a regular season, but you're going to need to play.
Right. And also good for your confidence. Like, you know, of a team. Like, if the rest of the team goes, oh, my man's got it, right?
Yeah.
You just play. You play like you know you're going to win.
Yeah. You got to be your best in the biggest moments in games, and that's what he's got. That's one thing that he needs to show us. So, yeah, look at this: Rodgers' career in fourth quarter, 88 touchdowns and 26 picks.
Are you kidding me?
That is ridiculous.
Think about that for a second.
Oh my goodness! In the fourth quarter,
88 touchdowns and 26 picks in the fourth quarter.
That's incredible.
That includes like 4 Hail Marys too.
Yeah,
that's more touchdowns than in his career in the first and third quarters. The second quarter is his best quarter, but the fourth quarter, he has more touchdowns than the first and third quarter.
That's amazing. See, that's a guy that's clutch.
No, I mean, he's captain clutch.
Yeah.
You know? Which Brady? Find out Brady's numbers. I'm curious what Brady is in the fourth quarter. And you know, take away, too, that, you know, after those games, Green Bay's up big and they're running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Over his career.
Yeah. Before we get to the phone, 610-632-0975, LeSean McCoy. Was cut by the Bills. Surprising cut. Shefty put it out. Wow, surprising cut here. LeSean McCoy becomes available. Apparently, the Eagles were one of 4 teams that were in conversations. He ends up going with Andy to Kansas City.
Yeah, I kind of had a heads up on that one.
Did you think that there was a chance he was going to come here?
No.
Okay. There's really no room here. Like, this Melvin Gordon conversation's coming up now, you see?
No, there's no room here.
People reporting that he was at Malvern Prepper at Wawa.
Yeah, no. No, you know, I heard he was going to Andy all Andy, they were talking trade.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy just, you know, I mean, like, Andy
didn't cut him.
Andy and Sean are, you know, I mean, Sean's mentor. So,
yeah,
you know, that was going to happen.
So he ends up in KC. Good situation for him.
Yeah, oh, very good.
Yeah. So everything's kind of settled right now. cuts happened. Any surprises on the cut sheet for you? Anything that really stuck out where you go, I thought maybe they should have kept this guy over this guy, Mac Hollins.
How about Thorson?
Yeah, ends with Dallas.
I thought of a caller. We had a caller call up and he went, what do we need with McCown for?
Oh, yeah.
Let Thorson be the backup.
You're going, huh? And he ends up with Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, we get Laletta, the Downingtown product.
Right.
I'll tell you, Exton puts out quarterbacks, boy.
That's right.
Jeez.
Matty Ice.
Yeah.
Matty Schaub.
Yeah. Well, Westchester, Matty Schaub. Westchester East alum, yeah. He's still in the league. I think he's Matty Ice's backup, as a matter of fact.
I always like Matt Schaub. It's a shame because he got freaked.
He got killed behind that offensive line.
Well, he did. He actually carved out a decent. He was carving out a decent.
He's the best quarterback in their history.
Like good game manager, right? Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to throw all these pick sixes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that year? He gave up like six pick sixes.
Yeah, he got
the playoffs.
Just pummeled.
Yeah.
Week in and week out. 610-632.
Man, we're talking real football.
I know.
Football's.
Let me give you the line for Thursday night real quick. How about this start? The Norris Division. Green Bay, Chicago at Soldier Field to start it off on Thursday. Speaking of Rodgers, and Chicago a 3-point choice at home. Kind of chalk line. That's an interesting game, though. I don't even have a lean on that game.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because you're going to get a lot of... With Rodgers being back, you're going to get a lot
new
of
pressure.
Right, but sometimes new coach is tough.
Mm-hmm. Takes a little time.
Yeah. And I don't know how, are they on the same page?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is how do the Bears react? Are the Bears, are they due for a little bit of a fall?
A lot of people think so. Looking at their number, I think it's 8.5. They're over under.
Yeah.
I don't. Me and you talked about this. I think that's an 11-win team.
Yeah, I
think I'm crazy on that one. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's talk some football with the people.
You'll be all bearing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thursday you know me. Night. Yeah, I'll get out my Rex Grossman jersey. Let's go to, who's the Penn State quarterback that ended up being a receiver for them? Was it, I forget who. He was a Penn State. I can't remember what this guy was. Somebody will tell me on Twitter. But he was a receiver. Bobby Engram played there, I think, too. Tim in Dayton starts us off on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
Timmy? Yo, guys.
What's up?
Football season, baby. Man, I can't tell you guys. I'm so excited. It's been kind of a weird year in Dayton, Ohio, and this week has been a godsend. Listening to you guys, just being all pumped up, listening to the morning show. This is just my favorite time of year. It's starting to get a little bit cooler outside, and we've got football on the horizon. I'm going to listen to you guys every day. And last year I was excited for this team, but I just think this year, the excitement level that I have is just through the roof. I think it's just all the pieces that they've got in the offseason. I'm really bullish on Miles Sanders. I really think he's going to have a huge year, guys. I think Jordan Howard's going to be more of your ground and pound guy, but Miles Sanders is going to be electric. I really do think that. So I'm going to start this show off right with an Eagles champ, baby.
Dude, there we go.
Eagles!
That's the way to do it, buddy. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good start. That's how you start the season. Miles Sanders. Let me give you a number. 850 rushing yards on the year. 5.5 touchdowns. Where are you going? Over or under those numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Rook. Remember, they're going to throw the ball a lot. You got a lot of weapons, so you got
a good number.
Yeah, you really got to spread it around. Doug's biggest thing is going to be keeping everybody happy.
It's a good number.
Only got one football.
I can't tell you right now. I mean, obviously, I think it's probably an under.
Yeah,
slight, but I think it's a good number. I'm curious how he's going to employ everything. Like the one thing I'm really interested in is, and it's why they're a hard team to kind of forecast from a fantasy standpoint.
Big time.
Because there's so many weapons. Like, you got, Alshon Jeffrey. You got Deshaun Jackson. You got Ertz.
Goddard.
Right? Like, you know, where are you going?
Yeah.
How's he going to deploy all these weapons? Just the sheer carries from Miles Sanders. I mean, what's he going to get carries-wise? Because...
Jordan Howard.
Right. And you're Clement. You're going to get Clement.
Well, have you felt any better about a backfield in total? Than this one.
No, it's good. It's real good.
And you throw Sproles in there in a situation in the third or fourth quarter, gets four touches, five touches.
It's like the offensive line. I mean, you know, that offensive line is with Brooks healthy.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Offensive line's good.
Yeah, Mylott is dealing with that back injury, but they said when he comes back, they could use him in situations. How about they said they could use Dillard as a tight end in certain situations, short yardage.
No, I mean the fact is that line is a huge component, and PFF ranked their D line as the best in football. So we know that quarterback aside, how you win on this in this league is
up front
trenches, baby.
Yep,
and they whether they're one, two, three, or four, they're top five on both lines of scrimmage. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Malik Jackson with Fletch collapsing the interior of that pocket.
Both sides of the ball, they're stacked. That's a big deal.
I want you to think about this. The guy that you're the most intrigued guy you are on the defensive side and the offensive side. Not the guy you want to see the most, but the most intriguing figure.
The defense is just simple.
Dirk Barnett?
Yep.
Me too.
I mean, look, so much is on him.
Yep. Because he's going to be single. He's not going to get doubled because of that interior.
Let's go.
And what's BG? Can he have a bounce back year? And your thoughts on Sidney Jones getting a start on the outside? Avante Maddox in the slot. You were saying that all along. Yeah. And Darby, that's your outside corners, Darby and Sidney Jones.
I feel good about him. About the corners. I need to see Sidney Jones. I still don't know.
Yeah.
But, I like Darby, and I love Maddox. So
I do, too.
So I think I'm excited for that. I think their secondary could be really good.
We're giving so much attention to the offensive side of the ball, but this defense can it be better than, are we just kind of slighting this defense?
No, I think defense is good, but I don't think the defense is top five.
Well, you're going to be in a lot of situations, too, because if you're leading by a lot, then you're going to give up some points because you're not going to play stingy.
You know, let's see. We got to see what to say. Yeah, Malcolm's Malcolm, but,
you get a little long tooth there, too.
You got to see how the back seven is.
Yeah.
Obviously, we love the line, but, that's with the Barnett. So, I just think if they're a turnover defense, it doesn't matter. Because they got to be a turnover defense.
Look, they weren't that last year.
No.
They were horrible in takeaways last year.
Well, that's partly, it's partly the system that Schwartz plays. I want to see some new wrinkles out of him.
Yeah. Good point. Let's head to Glenn Olden and talk to Mike on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael? Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I hate to change the mood here, but I lost my dad yesterday.
Oh, Mike. Horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 70 years old. It was tough. But he rates us to be a big time for four guys, and sorry, trying to hold it together here. But,
bro, I hear you, man.
Yeah, I wanted to tell a quick story. When we were kids growing up, we would watch sometimes the games in different rooms when it was time to bed or whatever, and every time a goal would happen or a run would score, obviously a touchdown for the Eagles, we would all pound the walls and stomp on the floor.
That's awesome.
So we knew we were in the same room, and now that I'm an adult and I have kids, I kind of pass the tradition and we do the same thing. And so, I just know that the Eagles are going to have us pounding the floors and punching the walls all year, way to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, you give me a call, man. I can patch a hole, brother.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Mike. Here's the deal. Look, it's a tough time, right, when you lose a parent. We know that. I lost my mother, it's tough. Jace lost his dad. I mean, it's a tough thing. We're here for you. You want a day like to just blow off and disappear? You please come in here. Call Andrew, and you come in here, and we'll make you smile for a couple hours.
Oh, God, it would be a dream. I love you guys.
All right, I'm serious.
Mike, I'm going to put you on hold and get in touch with Andrew here.
Take us up on that, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hang in there, buddy. That's horrible. It's just terrible. Your heart breaks for going through. It's horrific.
Terrible.
610-632-0975. Aaron in West Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Aaron.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Y'all always catch me when I'm moving my truck, man. I was outside my truck for a while.
What's going on, man?
Can you hear me all right?
We got you good.
Okay, first of all, Ant-Man, I'd like to thank you, man. You was just the man up at FanFest, man. You just got with the fans, man. You seem like one of the fellas, man. You one of the fellas, brother.
I love hanging. I do. I love the people. That thing is amazing. We're so humbled by what we see. I mean, it was awesome. You guys are outrageous.
Right. Thank you, I came brother. Up there with my son, man, and he's talking to us for around Aaron and little Aaron.
Yeah. I remember talking to you. Cause
if I remember, little Aaron wasn't that little, though.
Well, he's little to me. That's my son. Yeah. He better be little. But listen, man, I was sitting on my porch yesterday, minding my own business, and there was a Dallas fan caught two doors down from me. So I said, how was our season going to be? They just start going on Wentz. Wentz, you know, you ain't got a good quarterback no more because Foles left, bad, 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 bad. So I had to give it to him for about 10, 15 minutes about Wentz. We need Wentz to have a good,
yes,
almost a great,
yeah,
season,
yeah,
but
yeah,
good enough because of all the weapons he got. He,
yeah,
utilize all of them. Utilize everybody. Utilize that run game. Throw that ball deep. Throw it short. Do what you got to do. And I want to be the one to look at Dougie Pitt.
Oh, we need check out Doug. You got it, you're the guy. You'll be Doug Scout. Yes.
I want to check Dougie P out. Ooh. Because if he's running, if he's throwing the ball entirely too much and you utilize that run game, I'm going to call up and I'm going to be screaming and going crazy.
Every week you got a call and you assess Doug's play calling and his decision making.
Big thing that goes into that too, Aaron, don't forget, is those scripted plays to start games.
Yeah.
Because that was a weakness last year.
What is it? Because they didn't score in the first quarter. They didn't score all first quarter.
And what happens, Aaron? You're chasing the game.
Yeah. Then now you got to catch up. I want them to be ahead, so other teams have to catch up, so they can use the run game.
Yeah,
and you can dictate.
That four-minute offense.
Yep. Football is simple if you just keep it simple. Don't try to go extraordinary and try to do all this trick stuff yet. Just working into the season. Let's get off to a good start.
That's it, brother.
Aaron's got the coaches. He's on coach duty.
He's got Doug.
Yeah.
We need Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jim Schwartz.
Aaron's got Doug. We need Jim.
610-632-0975. And we need to hear from all the Charter chapter members. It's your duty.
All right. Coming up to an update on Zeke.
Oh, you got an update on Zeke?
Yeah. Well, we'll give you that coming up.
Jeff McClain at 11:30 as well.
Yes.
So we'll talk to Jeff and get everybody excited.
And Carson's going to be... Carson is obviously so important to us, but he's the one that our enemies are going to pick at before the season starts.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. They're going to come after Carson.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. We got a lot of them. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about your roof. That's right. If you need a new roof... I got you covered. That's right. Anthony Labruciano from Labruciano Roofing, the best reviewed and rated roofer. Labruciano Roofing Exteriors, my guys. That's it. My man, Anthony Labruciano. He's your local CertainTe 5-star select shingle master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? The real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty, a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Telling you, you're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they are 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work and communication. You're not going to find a better company. Labruciano Roofing. You're not going to find better people. They're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today. 610-265-ROOF. 610-265-ROOS. Visit them online. PAroofPros.com. That's PAroofPros.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
Outright.
It's ridiculous. Good morning, Skip.
Huh?
So, according to ESPN, Ezekiel Elliott is on his way to Dallas.
Oh. On the Jerry plane?
Yes, he's on his way to Dallas, and he hopes to be there and sign as the sides are growing closer to an agreement.
Okay.
So that's that. I mean, listen, did you expect him to sit out? I didn't.
No. But when can he even be ready at this point? You know what I mean? Is he going to be ready for this weekend?
He'll probably play, but you know, I don't think he needs much. You?
Well, I mean, he hasn't even had reps in practice.
Yeah, I don't think he needs much.
No, get ball, run ball. Pretty simple, right?
I don't think, you know how it works.
Yeah, and Dallas this week has the Giants, so they start out with a powder puff game as well. And the line on that game, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys are a huge favorite in the game. It's the 4:25 Fox game, probably. 7.5 or 7 now in Dallas's favor. So we'll see if Zeke's out there. But they need Zeke.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Yeah, the interesting one, we'll see what they do with Prescott, because Prescott's been balking, and, you know, is he going to go into the season with just making $2 million? Without a dollar guaranteed?
Yeah.
If I were him, I'd gobble up that contract. He's not a guy who should be betting on himself.
Yeah, he's hoping Zeke's back, because if Zeke's not back, then it's all on him. And he gets exposed. The only reason he has any success is because he's got that running game. If he doesn't have that running game, oh, man, he's in trouble. By the way, I'm looking at the NFL.com power rankings. You got the Cowboys at 7th in the NFL.
Wow, that seems high to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, it's going to be fun to battle with the Cretans.
You love these Cretans.
I do. It's like, it's football, man. Like, and they're going to attack. Like Aaron said it earlier, right? Mm-hmm. He had a Cowboy fan, and he was coming at Wentz. Yeah, you got no quarterback, right? Like, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, he stinks. Carson, Foles is gone. Like, that's how Cowboy, that's going to be.
That's the target.
That's their rhetoric.
Yeah. They get it from that stooge Skip Bayless.
That's their rhetoric. They
repeat that stooge's commentary.
So, yes.
Someone original, too.
But whatever. So, you know, that's going to be the beauty of watching this thing play out. And, you know, we say it a million times, and we'll say it another million times about the pressure, immense pressure on Wentz. He's in the perfect spot with all the weapons, with a running game, with an offensive line. He's in the perfect spot to succeed.
Yeah, there's no alibis. No excuses.
No, no.
They ain't there. They don't exist this year.
No.
You got depth at wide receiver and running back.
No,
you got depth at the offensive line should injury happen.
You know how I feel about Wentz. I love the kid. I love Wentz. You won't hear me alibi for him at all.
Yeah. And the big thing, and you brought it up earlier, and I think it's the biggest box he needs to check, is that clutch box. It's the clutch one. Ken, if the team is in a situation down 5, late in the game, with 90 seconds on the clock, and 2 timeouts or 1 timeout, can he lead them 75 yards to a touchdown to win the game?
Great question. I know.
That's the question going into the season.
That's the clutch gene, man. You got to have the clutch gene.
That's where greatness happens.
That's right. By the way, we're going to be doing 2 teams, right? Eagles and Sixers soon. Well, the FIBA tournament is underway.
Ah.
Team USA against Turkey.
The Turks.
Right? Pretty good squad.
Furkan Korkmaz's.
That's right. Team USA needs OT to win it, 93-92.
What?
And they needed Turkey to miss 4 straight free throws.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Turkey pushes them to the brink.
That's scary.
Wow. Who was the leading scorer for Team USA?
They didn't put up the stats yet, so I'll try to find it. But the only reason why they forced overtime, Tatum, they were down 2 in the fourth quarter, missed a 3-pointer but got fouled and hit 2 of 3 to force overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so
skin of their teeth.
It could be hurt, by the way.
You can see. You know what this sets up? There's going to be a dream team, too. USA will fall or somehow. and LeBron at the end, like, you know, nearing the end of his career.
Defend the honor of the country.
And then he'll come out and do the Dream Team. Just like there's a Space Jam 2, there will be a Dream Team 2.
Redux.
AD.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'd be interested in seeing it. And that mark my words, someday when it happens, you're going to go, you know, Ant was right about that.
Probably not that far off.
I could see it.
You could have just sent the Golden State Warriors over at one point.
They're going to struggle. They're going to, you know, this squad isn't that good. They're going to struggle a little bit. And then all of a sudden, the Dream Team 2 comes out and just starts smashing people.
Man, the world is better at basketball now than it was way back in the 92 or whatever that was.
Right.
Yeah, the world has got a lot better at the sport.
No, it has.
Yeah.
Around the, without a doubt. However.
You still want to flex.
You know. They go over there with the perfect team.
Oh, nobody's touching it.
No.
Kidding me?
Well, the powerhouse is in Group H right now.
2-0 Lithuania.
2-0?
How about that?
Powerhouse.
6-1-0. 6-3.
I love his Lithuanian pride.
Oh, he wears it like a badge. We'll talk to Jeff McClain coming up at 11:30. We'll get to him on everything Eagles as he is on the beat once again. Another season set to start on Sunday. Countdown is on, Ant. We can't wait. 1 o'clock on Sunday. It'll get underway, a division matchup with the Redskins, so it'll be a lot of fun coming up on Sunday. But let's get back to the phone, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina on the Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! It is finally here, and I am excited.
Attaboy, Chucky. It was good seeing you at FanFest.
I didn't see
you. Jason? I don't know what happened to you. I was over there talking to Cuz, and I saw you and Trey, and then when I looked up, y'all were gone. I couldn't find you guys anymore, but I saw you, and I was coming over to say hi, but man, y'all were very, very popular, so I tried to get through the best I could.
Well, I'm glad. Did you have a good time?
I had a fantastic time. You know, it's one of the few times in my life that when I left there, I felt like I was leaving home. I didn't want to leave. I told my wife, I said, you know, after Alec gets out of high school, we're going to have to get a place up here. She said, I already knew.
Yeah.
I said, I got it. I got to
send you up here to get a place.
I got to have a place. Well, that's fine. That's fine. She doesn't have to come up here. She can stay right down in North Carolina. She can come up and visit when she wants to. But I love Philadelphia. I love everything about Philadelphia. I love everything you guys are. And, you know, I like being adopted into the family. So, you know, I love it. So I can greatly appreciate being up there. And you guys put on a good show. So thanks. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. What are you thinking, man? What do you think about this squad?
Oh, man, I'm really excited. Can I say one quick thing, though?
Sure.
Y'all keep me in your prayers and all my family and everybody out here on the East Coast. We are Hurricane Dorian Watch. So
man.
We got it coming. I'm about 100 miles off the coast, if that. So where Hatteras is, I'm about 60 miles dead off the coast.
What's the latest on the track? I didn't see other than early this morning.
We're going to get
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.